This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A hospital can make COVID vaccinations a condition of employment. I'm David Brancaccio. In a closely watched case, a federal judge has ruled that a healthcare company can order its employees to get COVID vaccinations. Some hospital employees in Texas had sued saying they don't want the vaccine. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Houston Methodist Hospital required its 25,000 employees to get vaccinated and said it would fire those that refuse unless they had an approved exemption. Last week, it suspended nearly 180 workers. And most in that group sued, claiming vaccines are experimental and dangerous, which is not true, and that requiring COVID vaccinations amounts to forcing workers to participate in medical experimentation. The presiding federal judge in the case dismissed both of those claims, saying Houston Methodist is simply trying to keep its workforce and patients safe, and that workers who don't want vaccines are free to refuse them and work elsewhere. The ruling is in line with guidance from the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which also said employers can require COVID vaccinations with certain exceptions. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Those employees now plan to appeal. In some states, this is the first week people laid off can no longer get the extra $300 a week in federal jobless benefits that had been provided because of the pandemic. The extra money expired in Alaska, Iowa, Mississippi, and Missouri on Saturday. The idea is to lower what economists call the reservation wage so that more people accept the pay being offered by employers to go back to work. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on that.
Are extra unemployment benefits holding workers back? Yes, no, maybe so. Catherine Ann Edwards is a labor economist at the Rand Corporation.
There's definitely a worker out there who's like, these benefits are great. My job was terrible. I'm going to ride this as far as I can. But there's also definitely a person out there who has filed 500 job applications and can't find a job.
There are also people without childcare or who are unvaccinated because of health conditions or who can't find jobs that match their skills.
Unemployment insurance was designed with that in mind.
Getting workers in the right jobs, jobs they'll stay in, is better for them and the economy. And in most industries,
there are still more unemployed people than there are job openings.
David Cooper is with the Economic Policy Institute. One exception is leisure and hospitality, where businesses are struggling to hire. But he says that's to be expected in a low-wage industry that's seeing a surge in demand.
Even in the best of circumstances, it's going to take time for employers to staff up.
He says expiring unemployment benefits aside, we'll see job growth as the economy continues to reopen. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. The Dow future is up 15 points. The S&P future is up 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is up 0.3%. A little tune with the numbers isn't going to hurt anyone. Now to the changing rules for tax-protected retirement accounts. At some point in retirement, government rules require people to take some money out of their tax-protected accounts every year, pay the tax, or awful things happen. During pandemic, there was a temporary hold on this, but these required minimum distributions are now back. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us from St. Paul to help us parse this. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right, so let's just be clear. What is this required minimum distribution? Some call it the old RMD.
Okay, so if you have a retirement savings plan like a traditional IRA or a 401k, you eventually have to start withdrawing money from the account or the accounts because the money that goes into these plans, David, it's pre-tax dollars. So to make sure that your 401k doesn't turn into a permanent tax shelter, when you hit the required age, you must start making withdrawals and pay your ordinary income tax rate on the amount that's taken out. And by the way, the penalty for not taking your RMD, it can be a hefty 50%.
Hear ye, hear ye. The penalty could be 50%, okay?
I'm just saying, 50%, yes.
But because of the pandemic, there were some changes to these rules and other changes in recent years. But who has to start again or start taking this required minimum distribution in this year, 2021?
So in late 2019, the SECURE Act was passed. And among the changes was raising the age for the required minimum distributions to 72. So to your question, anyone born on July 1, 1949 or after can wait until age 72 before making their first mandated minimum withdrawals. The age required minimum distributions was 70 and a half before the legislation. So for those who had started paying it before the pandemic, resume your payments.
Now, there's some complexity here. Check with your accountant first, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the actual calculation's not that hard, but David, there are these head-scratching turns. Okay, let me just give you one example. Let's say you have more than one IRA. You figure out your RMD for each account first, and then you can withdraw the total amount from one IRA or each IRA. It's your choice. But let's say you have multiple 401ks. You must take separate RMDs from each account. Go figure.
So you're hearing this? IRA is not synonymous with 401ks when it comes to the required minimum distribution. And you got something else there?
Well, I do. I think there are two other things that I want to emphasize. One, if you're still working, you don't have to make required minimum distributions. And secondly, the rules have changed with inherited IRAs. So that's a classic case of check with your accountant first.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, speaking from St. Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're also watching this week for developments in talks that might lead to permission for Iranian oil to come back to international markets, at least in part. Crude oil, though, is up $71.39 a barrel in New York. That's up 0.7%. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.